The summer of 1977. Sonoma County, Forestville, California. Kathy steered her Honda over the familiar twists and turns of River Road as it meandered along the green waters of the Russian River. The summer sun rays blinded her as they leaped between the pines and flashed across her windshield. Her normally leisurely drive home from her shop was always hectic this time of year due to the tourists. It was those same tourists that kept health and heart thriving, she reminded herself, for 7 years now. She looked down at the framed photo on the front seat. "Surprise!" they'd yelled before she left. "Happy 7th anniversary!" Jill, her cafe manager, handed her the photo of the gang wrapped in a gold ribbon. What would she do without them? These people were more family to her than hers had ever been. Her shirt stuck to her back from working in the hot kitchen all day. She wanted to get home and jump in a cool shower. Kathy lowered her visor, switched on the radio, and sang along to the Fleetwood Mac song about freedom and dreams. The words, "the sound of your own loneliness," stopped her. The chorus taunted her. "What you've lost, what you had." That was not a place she wanted her mind to go, not on this wonderful day. The past was hidden away where she left it, and that is where it would safely stay. Horns blasted. If this guy in front of her didn't stop slamming on his brakes, she was going to lose it. Kathy took some deep breaths. She needed to get back into yoga again. The traffic suddenly slowed. Without warning, a golden retriever sprinted out of the trees and onto the highway, 2 cars ahead of her. She heard the screech of brakes and slammed on hers as hard as she could. Veering off to the right, she almost collided with a tree. Kathy jumped out of her car and pushed through the onlookers. The dog was lying on the edge of the street, its chest heaving with every breath. Relief flooded her. It was still alive.
"I'm so sorry, so sorry," the lady with the red car kept saying. "The sun was in my eyes. I couldn't see."
Kathy moved around her and bent over the dog. She petted his silky head and whispered, "Hang on, boy. It's going to be okay." The dog's soft brown eyes showed signs of understanding. Memories of Kathy's own golden dog years ago gripped her stomach. She had to get this dog out of here now. She looked up at the crowd forming in the street.
"Can someone help me, please?"
Kathy rested the dog's head in her lap. The traffic edged by with people gawking out of windows.
"Just go away,"
she wanted to scream. A station wagon made a sharp turn and pulled beside them, blocking the road and creating a protective barricade. A man shot out of the car. Bright sunlight grazed his face as he walked briskly toward Kathy.
"Back away," he told the onlookers. "Someone call the police."
He knelt beside her, his blonde hair falling into his face as his hands moved adeptly over the dog.
"Is he yours?" the man asked.
Kathy looked up and nearly gasped. Those startling blue eyes, like the man in her dream. The man stared at her, waiting for a response.
"No, he's not mine," Kathy finally said. "I just saw him run in the street and pulled over."
"Poor guy."
"Not everyone would do that. That was kind."
"Not everyone would pull over and help either," Kathy said. He turned over the dog's tag.
"Well, Charlie, it looks like you wandered from home and got into some trouble."
The dog's tail thumped against the pavement.
"We have to act fast," he said, "but I think he has a good chance."
Kathy looked down at the innocent, sweet dog.
"He has to make it."
She broke into tears. He put his arm around her shoulder. Kathy let her head rest into his warm chest.
"He'll be fine, he will,"
the man murmured into her hair. Kathy wiped her tears.
"Thank you."
He stood and reached a hand out to pull her up.
"Let's go."
"There's a vet just down the road," she said. "You can follow me." The man carefully picked up the retriever, folded him into his strong arms, and brought him to his car. Charlie moaned softly and made a valiant attempt to wag his tail. The police had arrived and were waving traffic around the accident. One of them was interviewing the woman who had hit the dog. An officer motioned for Kathy, with the station wagon behind her, to enter the road. Kathy led the way to the downtown Forestville Vet Clinic, trying not to speed. When they arrived, she held the door open while the man carried the dog in. Kathy explained what happened to the receptionist and promised to handle any vet bills if the owner did not show up. Exhausted, she sat down on the wooden bench to wait for the results.
He sat beside her.